Okay. In the days of the prophets of old, they spoke by the Spirit of Christ, and it was written and foretold. But there was the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that was heard from time to time, and we can hear the echo of her words as that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Notice there was Sarah that said, cast out Hagar and her son, for Ishmael won't be heir with Isaac my son. And God told Abraham, be not grieved, but listen to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Then there was Rebecca, knowing the will of God, told her son Jacob how to get the birthright he longed for, and he listened to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. In the days of the prophets of old, they spoke by the Spirit of Christ, and it was written and foretold. But there was the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that was heard from time to time, and we can hear the echo of her words as that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Notice there was Sarah that said, cast out Hagar and her son, for Ishmael won't be heir with Isaac my son. And God told Abraham, be not grieved, but listen to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Then there was Rebecca, knowing the will of God, told her son Jacob how to get the birthright he longed for, and he listened to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, bless that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Praise God. Love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Amen. God. Such a beautiful day here.
Amen.
Thank Amen. Lord. Dawsonville. Amen. The sun shines brightly and the weather's just about right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we just praise God for all these good things that God is doing.
Amen.
Amen. And he can do everything. He can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could ask or think. Amen. So he's the great God. Amen. So we really appreciate him and thank him for what he's doing. Amen. In this day we're in. Amen. So this is one day I've waited for 85 years, and it finally arrived. Amen. The day is my birthday, and I'm 85 year old. Amen. And my wife got me a new shirt, a new tie. Amen. So here we are today, 85. Amen. And the doctor said, concerning me health-wise, said, it seems you're going back the other way. Instead of to older, it seems like you've kind of made a turn being younger. Amen. Amen. Well, amen. Who knows what lies ahead in the miraculous way of God moving. Praise God. So there's a lot going on today spiritually, and it has got into the body, changing these bodies into glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. And my wife wrote that song, said she wanted to write for my birthday present. Amen. So it's really good and appreciate that. Praise the Lord. So it's just so good to know him and receive the blessings that he gives us more than we could ever thank him for. Amen. The way that he is blessing. So today, we'll take a little thought, I suppose. I want to concentrate maybe on with them. He brought them with him, and we go up with them. So that would be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we've read this over quite a few times. But between the time that he brought them with him until we go up with him, with them, amen, there's quite a space of time there. And there's many things happen, like the sound of the trumpet. He comes with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. All that covers a long period of time, including the ministry of Brother Brown, Brother Jackson, and also including this ministry as it plays itself out. So Christ brought them with him, and then we that are alive and remain will be changed and go back with them, go up with them to meet the Lord there. And that period of time will stretch forth, say, like something like 100 years or so between him bringing them down and us going back with him. It will include the time of the Brother Brown's message, and that's a shout. It wouldn't be quite 100 years, but because Brother Brown started preaching, I think, the angel met him in 1946, I believe, and began to tell him what his message was all about. So he was ministering quite a while before then, but that's the time that he really began to get geared in just right, we'd say, and the Lord began to bless him. So here we are today, and we're just praising the Lord and thanking him for all the good things. So let's bow our head in prayer before reading in Scripture. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you, Lord. We're just praising you, thanking you, Lord, for all the good things that you do for us. You daily load us with benefits, and we just thank you for it. And we do appreciate you and all the good things that you're doing for us. Amen. And we just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And we can't thank you enough, and we can't praise you enough. Amen. And you are the great Amen. Amen. According to the book of Revelation, you are the Amen. And you are, so be it. Glory to God. All right, just rejoicing in the Lord today and appreciating him. And we just praise him and thank him. And just thank him for bringing me through 85 years and still got some gas left in the tank, we'd say. Amen. We've traveled quite extensive and the different countries, and we're ready to travel just when the Lord gives the nod, and there'll be no hesitation, see. Glory to God. There's nothing here in this world to hold us down, to keep us at a certain area other than in the Lord, but a geographical area, there's nothing to hold us or keep us down. And we just praise God for granting us good health. And I was going to the doctor every 6 months, my regular doctor, for a checkup. But this time he told me, Jay, you just might as well wait about a year to come back. And one doctor said, seemed like you're going the other way, my heart doctor. Seemed like you're going the other way rather than older. Seemed like you're reversing going backwards. You toward the younger. Reversing course. So he says, I don't understand He said, maybe that's the right words for it, but it seemed like instead of getting in bad shape, you're getting in good shape. Yeah, he's quite a bit younger than I am. I suppose he's probably in the 60s. And he said, you're passing me up, going toward being young. or something to that effect. And so we just thank God that we're able to continue on to do the work of the Lord and let the Lord use us, and we appreciate it. Glory to God. Thank God for health. He says, this word is health to your bones, see? Yeah. Glory to God. And we become the word. And that doesn't mean if someone is less healthier that they're not as spiritual. But God just gives everyone what they need to do what they are supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen. My wife, she'll get a thought and get these songs, and I couldn't touch it, Holly. And probably not at all. But that's her gift. And other people got other gifts. And God blesses them according to what they're calling. And he gives them the ability to do what he has ordained them to do. And so praise God. Here we are today. Seems like everything is just running right on time. And I know it is. And sometimes we might think it's not, but it is. And the rapture is going to take place the very day that it's ordained to take place. Amen. And sometimes we talk about the day of the Lord and so on. We're not talking about a 24-hour day. We're talking about the little season or time period. And this is the day for the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. So let us rejoice in it.
Amen.
Let us praise God. And let us enjoy the help that God gives us.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if sickness come, we ignore it as much as possible and just trust the Lord and walk with him and do his will. And somewhere or another, it'll just all work out right, see.
Right.
Praise God. Amen, amen. So I'm going to read this scripture here that I mentioned early on here. And I'll start with verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, because it gets basically what I want in it. And it says like this, but if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now that's the important thing, believing that Jesus died and rose again. Because there's where actually it takes he paid for the soul and body there. First he died on the cross for and that to take away the sins, forgiving the sins, because without the shedding of blood there's no remission. But then when he come forth, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, when he rose again, then he came forth in glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that's the important to understand there, because that is the one we become married to, and he's our king, and he's our husband, see, and we're his wife. We're the wife of the Lamb, see. That's the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. And so we get that part there, and he brings them back. See, he brings these spirits back with him, and not just spirits. He calls them tabernacles, I believe. It's in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians verse 1, and he talks about this spiritual tabernacle, this earthly house, this tabernacle where it is of. We have a building of God, amen, a spiritual tabernacle reserved in the heaven, but we see him bringing them back with him, and that's important here as we begin our message. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, watch now, even so, them which sleep in Jesus, that's those that's already gone on before, will God bring with him, or will God send with him. That's when Christ come back. That shows, it's shown in Revelation chapter 10, hidden in a mighty angel. There he come back, and he become one with a people, See? And he brings them, he sends them with him. Now watch these here. Those souls are not in heaven some million light years away, but he brings them with him. They're here, and they're here for a purpose. They see the very ending of this, which would be like it would be in the days when Paul preached. It should. Paul preached as though it would go right straight on into this, be raptured and so on like that. Well, but what Paul didn't see, there was a long space of time of seven church ages. Amen. But it still come back and pick up that vision that Paul had of the rapture and us joining with him. And so those are the things that we want to deal with some this morning. But I want to, with them. Now see, he brings these here spirits or souls or tabernacle. I think tabernacle would be a better way, spiritual tabernacles. He brings them back with him to the earth, see? And that's when the marriage take place and so on. And so he brings them with him, but he also, we go up with them, see? We're joined together, married. Christ is, he becomes our husband, our king, along with these here that he brought with him. Amen. And it's just good there. So I'll read this down through here. We've read many times before, but it seemed like the Holy Spirit's putting light on it for us to take a better look. Notice he brings them with him. Just hold that point for time being. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep. And then he goes into this period of the threefold part of the ministry. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall come forth, shall rise first. Amen, it says here. Amen. Now I want you to watch that. The dead, they'll come forth first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Now, in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says, we'll be changed. You know, changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye and so on. Amen. And we're not going to tie all this together this morning, but I want to concentrate on this part here. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Now I want you to watch that word together. Meaning those that he brought with him, those tabernacle and the living, they become the same thing. Amen. Both glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's why this message we're in today. Amen. And that's why God has made a way for it to just spread out and go all over the world. And he'll see to it that the ones that's supposed to hear will hear. Glory to God. And we got a book supposed to be off the press on Wednesday. Amen. And it covers a lot of these good things. Amen. That God's moving, the way he's moving, he's putting together. And it's so important here that they come down, see. That's one part I want you to get very careful. He brings these down, and it will be as though Paul, they were still living when Paul was preaching. And it just picks up and just carries on into the deeper depth, and the things that was said is fulfilled. Glory to God. And here we are at the very end of the wife of the Lamb, see? Glory to God. The end of the gathering together and being born again into the kingdom of God to make up the wife of the Lamb, see? And now we're all here together, see? Hallelujah. And when he brought them with him, that put in the earth a group of people that at this point in time, for the most part, they're unseen, see? Right. Amen. But they're here, and they're hearing a message. Right. They're hearing the same thing you are hearing. Glory to God. And that's the good thing about it. Anything we say and preach like that, their mind and our mind is exactly on the same thing, see. Amen. And we see we're expecting the rapture, we're expecting this, and together we're becoming glorified flesh and bone. And so these things are, it started working out there in Revelation chapter 10. It says, "For the Lord himself shall descend in heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise." Amen. Or come forth. See, the dead in Christ, they didn't come out of the grave. Amen. But he brought them back with him, see. Amen. That's a revelation that weren't spoken of very broadly in the days of Paul, that he brings them back with him. He brings them back with him, and this is in God's ordained plan. The plan's laid out, and he gave Paul just what he needed to write down in a prophetic manner that we could stand up here at the very shadow, at the very time the rapture's about to take place. Amen. And we're all knowing and believing the same thing, and we're together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And these are things that I've told it before, and I'm not going to tell again, because you that hear the messages understand these. My wife was back in her office there and was thinking about these things. I'd like to meet Paul and some of the saints, the church age messengers, and all that. And all of a sudden, she went into something, and she really felt like she was going right into the rapture. But see, that wasn't quite time. But God lets certain things happen to let us know that these things are real, and it's not just something we pick up out of the air, we'd say. Amen. But it's inspiration from the Almighty, glory to God, that he gives us the mind of Christ. And in this part, Paul didn't mention and didn't realize, if he did, he didn't write very much on it, but he didn't realize the masculine and feminine part of Christ in this way. He didn't speak of it in that way too much. Glory to God. But he preached the word of God, and he talked about the things God would do. But now, here we have the masculine part was seen through the church ages, and basically more so. But after Revelation chapter 10, those that are really in tune and are the wife of the Lamb, you can't be married to someone not know it, see. Glory to God. So we're married to him, and we're made partakers of that. Those that came down, see, he brought them back with him. And now we, together, we go up with them to meet him. So it's perfectly together. That's putting together those that he brought with him, which were those that passed on before, through that 2,000 years, we'd say, thereabout. Amen. We're all together. We're all believing the same thing. We're all hearing the same message.
Right.
Glory to God. And that's what makes this so sweet.
Amen.
That's what makes it so good. Amen. And that's why David, he was getting to be an old man. He fought a lot of battles. But when the Spirit get on him, one time he said, "I feel like I can run through a troop and leap over the wall." Amen. And there in Babylon, they had the wall about 350 feet high, and they had chariot races on top. David said, "I feel like I can just leap right over that wall." Amen. So that's what the Spirit of God do for you. Amen. And that's why this anointing keeps us going.
Amen.
And regardless of that, we might want to get looking at the circumstances sometimes and what we can do and what we can't do. Amen. But when the anointing of God gets on us, amen, we can go anywhere and do anything.
Amen.
Glory to God. Barbara and I traveled. We went over into Africa and different countries there for about 8 years regularly. Amen. Go places just us and the driver. And some of the places there'd be warnings up against traveling in that country. Amen. Don't go. It's not safe there. We go right on just praising the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord, going out there, even out in the rainforest. And we just had a good time in the Lord, and God moved and revealed things. Amen. And it's just wonderful what the Lord has done and is doing. Praise God. Well, here I stand today, 85, and ready to go anywhere, any country that the Lord leads us to, and we're ready to go. And some people say, you can't get in that country, or you can't get in this country. Well, that may be so if you just want to do it, but if God sends you, he'll make a way. Right. Amen. Amen. Like he made a way for Peter there on the housetop to go to Cornelius' house. And then the door was open to the Gentile. Amen. Amen. And let's reverse that in this hour.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Gentiles had it, and they didn't respect it and lost out with it. Glory to God. But now God's got other people. There's the Jews, hadn't heard about this too much. Now they've downloaded a lot of our stuff that we have on the internet, the message and so on. We don't know how much they know, but still, we are ready to go on just a nod of his head, just that little nod, all we're waiting for. Amen. And so that's what we're doing today, and we're together with them, see. Wherever we go, we're together with them.
Right.
Glory to God. That's the good part. We're never alone. I'm never alone. There's a song that says, I'm never alone. Christ is with me wherever I roam. But now, not only Christ, the feminine part of Christ, we become that, and then all those saints he brought with him are with us wherever we roam. Amen. All right. Pardon me while I have some water here. Amen. So we can only say, give all the glory to Jesus. Amen. So I tell you what he's doing. He's doing it as though in secret. That's in several places. It says as though it was in secret. But there were some people I heard and knew. Amen. He went into a house to get away, you know. But there was a lady there, and she weren't of the Jewish nation, but she had a need. Glory to God. She went to the house where it was at. Amen. And pleaded her case before him or told about it, and he met her needs. Glory to God. So he's with us, and we're hid, but yet we're not hid. Amen. I've heard people say the best way to hide something, put right out in the open, at the least a place that no one would ever think about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I tell you, it's not hid to the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It get clearer, 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 clearer. Now it's become, first when I begin to preach, he brings those spirits with him, those souls, those tabernacles with him. Seem like people just backed away a little bit there. Amen. And say, no, he don't bring them with him. He takes them up to heaven. You know, say, I can show you where Paul said they were. Paradise was up there, and that they were reserved in heaven. Yes, that is absolutely true. But then when God sent back to earth, he sent them tabernacles back with him, because this had to take place that you are seeing and hearing now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It couldn't take place without that. Couldn't take place. This couldn't take place without that. And that couldn't take place without this.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now it's all knitted together. Amen. Because it says together. Glory to God.
Amen.
Together we'll be caught up with them. Amen. With them. Who's that them? It's them that he brought with him. Amen. That's verse 14. Them that he brought with him. God sent him. God sent them with Christ. Amen. And here they are in the earth today. Glory to God. That's why we'd say we're in heavenly places. Every group had their own heavenly place. But now I think we can say we're in a heavenly place.
Amen.
Glory to God. Heavenly place with him and with a saint and with the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. And it just makes us feel like, just makes us feel like shouting.
Amen.
Amen. Dancing and rejoicing in the Lord. To see these things and to know these things and know that it's absolutely a fact. Glory to God. And it's put together, the Master has put together for. Glory to God. If you're his wife, amen, just listen to the Master. And we're not the Master, but the one that put it together gives the inspiration. Not only just give the inspiration to the preacher, but any member of the body get inspiration.
Amen.
Amen. And I can go a step further than that. All the members of the body get inspiration.
Amen.
Get thoughts from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And Barbara and I was listening at a program that a preacher preached, and he was pretty heavy on the preacher got to preach it first, and then the people can have it. But the people can't have it till the preacher preached it first. Well, this one man testified, said, the Lord really gave me something good, and I'm just sitting on it until the preacher preach on it, because I know I can't say anything about it till the preacher preach on it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're taught. The preacher preach it first, and then we can get it. Well, that would be putting the preacher up there as the head of the church, and Christ the head of the church. Amen. And he puts his mind in all of us. Is that we're baptized into that feminine part of that body in marriage. Glory to God, we got his mind.
Hey,
yeah, amen. And so there we are. And we're not under his feet either. You know, there's a mess we call exception.
Yeah.
And you might go back and listen to that and say, I didn't realize that's what all this was leading up to. Well, I didn't either, but he did, and that's all that mattered. It was preached and brought and laid in, and you go back and read it, and you can see his mind. I believe it was last week that we brought in about the mind of God. Amen. My wife's talking about this morning that the mind of God in the Word, you know, you can see what it is. Amen. Well, we brought that in last week and covered a lot of the Old Testament there, that the things that God had in his mind way back there, he started working them out. Amen. And he had types and shadows and so on like that. Glory to God. And it worked out. And now look here, this is all working out. Amen. 85 years ago today, there was a little fella born up in the mountains there above the lung of the Georgia. Glory to God. And small, 2.5 pounds or so, and they put me in the shoebox for and so on. Thought it wouldn't be possible for me to survive and so on, because in that time they didn't have the medical stuff. And where we were living and back in the mountains and in poverty, that there wouldn't be any way to get a doctor or anything like that too much. Amen. But God knew all that way back yonder. Amen. It just worked out and worked out and worked out. And we just praise God. Now he's let us go many places in the world. Every place that we felt led to go, we went. Amen. There are a couple of other places that we are thinking on, but and I know that when the time comes, we was talking about going over into Israel, and Barbara's praying about it. My wife, Bob Jean, and then a voice came, said, don't sail the ocean, don't sail the sea till you hear from me, I believe it was. Was that the way it was? When it's time, I will tell thee. Well, that's the way we work and operate like that. And meanwhile, if he hadn't told us, go rejoicing where we're at. Amen. Just be happy. Be delightful.
Amen.
Glory to God. And let the joy of the Lord shine forth from your face. Glory to God, because what's in you will be shining forth and you'll be glorifying God. Amen. And you just can't help it.
Amen.
Glory to God. A lot of times We've talked about taking a vacation and something or other and get started on a book or something. And seemed like we just get settled in and be happy and content with that. And the time we was going to take a vacation has passed, and we hadn't went, and yet we're rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. But now, when God speaks and say go, we go on. Some people say a certain plane, it's not safe to fly and so on. Well, I flew over in the Philippines from island to island, and planes where the seats were torn very badly, and I'm not criticizing the Philippine people or I'm not criticizing that may be all they could afford or something. Amen. But we, whatever was going, we got on and went, whether it was a boat or a ship or from island to island. See, at certain times of the day when the tide's out, they got about 10,000 islands over there, I believe. And when it comes in, then a lot of it's just water. Amen. But we've been all over those places and been in there, and glory to God, just rejoicing in the Lord. I remember one time that it got my attention when we were coming out. We went back deep into the forest to minister to a few people, maybe 20 people or so. I don't remember. It wasn't a large crowd. But coming out, we were coming out of the mountain road. We had a four-wheel drive vehicle to go in, and we went far as we could go with it, and then walked the rest of the way in and walked out. But as we were coming out, there were soldiers were waiting in the bushes there. And they came out right in front of us and had the guns pulled, ready to shoot. And I asked the driver, "What's going on here?" He said, "I don't know. You just let me do the talking." And, of course, I couldn't talk their language too much back then. But he did, and he got the Bible. He showed him the Bible. And he got the Bible, said, "Bible make people good." Said, "You can have a Bible." And he told him what we were there for and so on. And after some talking and walking, them getting out and walking around while they talked, I don't know what they said, but they evidently must have said the right thing. So we got back, I never did get out. I sat in the car because that's where they wanted me to just sit in the vehicle we had rented. And we went to... They got out and walked around and talked and bunched together and put their heads together, talking, you know. I don't know what they said, but when they come back, we drove right on through, and everything's all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I wasn't scared, but I was interested in seeing just what would happen next. See, I said to myself, it's going to be interesting to see how we get out of this. But we got out real good. Amen. And rejoicing in the Lord. So those are some of the things you run into when you go out. A lot of people wanted me to stay in Manila, where we had hundreds of people coming out, and not get out there. It's not safe in some of the outer places, jungles on some of the islands and so on, and it's not safe. And they said they got snakes in there also. And one place said about 32 foot long, longest than they found. They ever found there. And so we walked back a little trail in those situations and preached the word of God, come out rejoicing in the Lord. And we're not going over all those things, but just letting you know, these are not things that just happen. These are things that's ordained of God. See, and these writings are not things that we just decide to write something. It's ordained of God. Amen. There's that living word there. Amen. When you read it and it gets in your spirit, it's not just words on the page. It becomes living word. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with." When you're eating this word, you're eating his flesh. Amen. He is the word, see. Glory to God. And it's fresh word. Amen. It's not stale bread, see, we would say. Amen, but it's fresh word coming daily. Hallelujah. And there's the people, there's the wife now. The wife is few in number, because Jesus said one time, "Fear not, little flock." Few in number, but they love this word. Glory to God. If you got five people that love the word, it's better than have 5,000 that don't love it. Amen. So that's the way I look at it. And so I was criticized a bit for leaving the big meetings and going out where there was maybe 30 or 40 people in the whole village. See? Amen. But the Lord blessed and everything came out all right, and we're still seeing some fruit from those journeys. And we got all that under our belt, see? And it makes us where we're not too fearful to go anywhere. Amen. Like I was saying, went to a place where they had some kind of cholera or something. What'd they have over there where the airport, went in the airport? Cholera. And it weren't but a few people in the airport. And it says it's not safe to travel in this country. Amen. Well, we went right on shouting, praising God, and stayed there, I guess, a week or so. Amen. And came out. We got in and didn't lose a hair from our head and came out the same way. Yeah. Amen. And rejoiced in the Lord all the way.
Amen.
Praise God. And what encouraged me on that, there was one man drove through two or three countries to get to where we were at, see. Be in those meetings. Glory to God. So, yeah, people that's ordained of God, it'll just sound right to them. It'll just feel right to them. And something else that's not quite on it, if it gets off, amen, something not going to feel just quite right. Amen. Well, that's the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Some more water here. Amen. We used to sing a song like, "Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me, set my soul on fire." Yeah, Holy Ghost. Set my soul on fire. Make me like the Christ of old, healing and raising the dead. Well, we've come through that in this season of time. Amen. And we don't know what the future, how much more of that will be in the future. Amen. But we know that the wife has a message now. It's glorifying her flesh and bones, see. Amen. And it's just, she's getting younger, we'll say. Glory to God. You may feel like you're getting older, but wait till that Holy Spirit come upon you. Glory to God. See, in the things this message contained and revealed, that wasn't made very plain in the writing of Paul, because it was for this day and age, and God's plan. Is there the masculine and feminine part of Christ, see? Amen. And we see the masculine part starting there at Pentecost. Amen. And on through. And then on into the church ages as it came over to the Gentile world. And then it went into denomination. They made began to get their doctrine, making the Trinity and so on and all that. And God just let it go through the dark ages and come out. And I was telling you a while back, there's one brother says he was somewhat religious, but his knowledge were lacking on the things that God's doing this hour. He said, "Brother Ben, doesn't the Bible say the devil ruled the world for 1,000 years or somewhere? And there's 1,000 years of reign where the devil ruled the world." I said, "Well, the devil's already ruled the world for his 1,000 years, his millennium." That was in the dark ages, starting there about 300 and something along through there. Amen. Coming on up. Amen. But we're in the time, glory to God, where the heavenly light is shining. Amen. God revealed the masculine and feminine part of Christ together. Glory to God. And here we are. We're the queen and he's the king. Amen. The spirit of that king will get the he'll fight the battle, see. Glory to God. But the queen, she's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Glory to God. And she's not out fighting the battle. That's the battle of Armageddon. See, he has a vesture dipped in blood. See, that's what he's wearing, which is signifying that he's going to fight the battle. Amen. There'll be a battle like there's never been before, the battle of Armageddon. And yet the wife, she's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. She's not partakers of that. She's in her own safe place. Glory to God. While he gets out and do that. And then he said, now he puts down all enemies, see. And then he gather up all that's left over. After the earth goes through that terrible time. This will be in the book of Daniel, 12th chapter along there. Amen. We find some of this. Amen. Where he will put down all enemies. And so on, and come forth, and there's the wife of the Lamb, amen, but not in that battle. The battle will be over, and he'll gather them together, and then the earthly people, and this was something, and I mentioned, I believe, last week, my daddy used to kind of tell us about, said, we're not going to heaven, this is where we're going to be right here. Well, he understood the natural part. Amen. But there's some go to heaven and come back, see. Glory to God. Pick up and meet him. And those are some of the things that take place. Glory to God. But then he'll gather them together when he gets the battle of Armageddon worked out, see. What's left? And he'll separate, judge him as a sheep from the goat. Separate him as a sheep from the goat. The goat on the left and the sheep on the right. And he'll judge them in not by whether they've been born again or not, but whether they're good to the brethren or not, and so on like that. But I'm not going to get into that right now in the fullness because we don't want to get involved there. But the coming together here, this is what I want to get today. And I don't want to, but that they're just throwing it in to fill in these gaps. Amen. All right, here where it says, talking about the trump of God, verse 16, but then verse 17, what I want to get here to. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Now I want you to watch. Caught up together with them. Everybody say with them. With them. Who is that them? It's them he brought down here. Those that passed on before. This time we're living in. Glory to God. Amen. We're together. We're with them. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I feel him. And maybe, maybe some feeling them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because the saints of the Lord, those that are part of the wife, are here with us. Right. Amen. They're hearing this message same as we are. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord with them. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord with them. Glory to God. And God sent them with him, sent them with Christ. Amen. And then the marriage took place. And in Christ, that Christ spirit, that is masculine and feminine. Amen. And we're the marriage, the feminine part. He's the masculine part, glory to God. And since we have the Spirit of Christ within us, amen, then the masculine and feminine can work with us, whatever it takes, see. Glory to God. We're together. And it says here, together with them, those that had come back, those that he brought down here. And we might ask the question, why would he bring them down here just to take them, catch them back up? He brought them down here to hear a message, because this is a message of glorified flesh and bone, say. Amen, and the glory of God surrounds us, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Don't you love him today? Amen, aren't you glad that you're chosen to be one of them? Amen, I'm so glad I'm one of them. Amen, I tell you, if we could sing that back in Pentecost, I'm so glad I'm one of them, and shout and rejoice. Then double that, triple that up here. I'm so glad I'm one of them, a member of that body, amen, that have now become the wife of the Lamb, amen, and the glory of God's in us. And we praise God.
Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I feel like that's about what the Lord wants me to say today, but I want you to notice that word with them. See, we're with them now. And we're with them, and then we're called up to meet the Lord in the air with them.
Right.
With them. So
yeah.
Here we are all together. So when Paul and all those favorite ones that you would think you'd like to meet, amen, well, I'm not so sure once they begin to appear in that sense whether you have special ones. Just we're all so much one. Amen. We'll be just so happy and glorifying God and praising the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. With them.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say with them.
Amen.
With them. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again to you, Lord, and we just praising you and thanking you. And Lord, we're glad that we're with them.
Amen.
Amen. We're glad, Lord, that you brought them with you. God sent them with you down here, and that they have heard and know exactly what we know.
Amen.
And hearing exactly what we're hearing. Amen. Taking on glorified flesh and bone on that tabernacle. Amen. That was basically spirit. Amen. Now that basically that spirit's taking on this glorified flesh and bone, just like we in the natural has taken on glorified flesh and bones. And here we are with them. Oh, glory to God, rejoicing in Him. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen,
amen.
Glory to God. Now, you see when I say amen, so He is the great amen. He's the great amen. Amen. So, glory to God. All right, Bob, you have a song or something you'd like to sing?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, just come right on. Amen. Praise
God.
The Lord. Before I get started shouting here and start preaching again.
Praise God.
Amen.
Love that.
Praise
amen.
God.
Highlighting that visibility. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of glorified flesh and bones. It's a wife's sweet melody.
Yes, amen.
Sung to my Lord, husband and king. In glorified flesh and bones your wife now seen, and I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Oh, one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. I rejoice in the fullness of Christ as your queen. I wear the crown of life as the glorified wife, and I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. It's a wife's sweet melody, sung to my Lord, husband and king. In glorified flesh and bones your wife now seen, and I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. I rejoice in the fullness of Christ. As your queen, I wear the crown of life as the glorified wife. And I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Oh, one touch from you means everything. Lord, it's one touch from you. You make my heart sing. Oh, it's one touch from you. All I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Lord, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I just love this. I love the message, Lord. Yeah. Thank you so much for it. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
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 Yeah, we no longer see Christ as spirit, but Christ as glorified flesh and bones. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Can you ever get through praising him?
Amen.
Amen. It's just to him. To him be all the glory. Praise God. And we thank him for including us in this great plan and making us part of it.
Amen.
Praise God. And we praise him because he gives all the members of the Y from Revelation time to time. And that's the joy to get to share it with other members of it.
Amen.
It'll always just stay right online. Amen. It won't be something to take us out there in the brush pile somewhere. Amen. So we praise him. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank God for the godly influence of just. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time of worship and time of just praising you and hearing your word. And, Lord, we just praise you for it. And may this word, as it goes from continent to continent, from mountaintops across the seas, wherever it goes, may you just anoint to hear that we can all rejoice together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.